Radio AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Live from Green tonight, it's Mac Girls Basketball. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here. Again, live from Green High School as the Green Trojans host the Sydney Sabres here in a huge MAC contest. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler is our presenting sponsor, and they feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Rich, glad to have you again. Whenever we come here to Green, we seem to have a good matchup, and tonight's no different. An upstart Sydney team off to a great start against probably right now on paper the best team in the MAC, the Green Trojans.
You know it's a big matchup when you pull into the Green parking lot and the whole place is full, and you look around at the gym. Green's got one of the biggest gyms in the area, and there's a lot of people in this gym looking forward to this great matchup. And here I am, too. I'm looking forward as well. Green is one of those great teams out there on paper, but I've seen them play in person, and they can play some defense, and we know defense wins championships.
Green comes in with a league record of 5-0. They're 10-1 overall. And then right behind them in second place, you have Sydney and Unitego, both 4-1 in the league. Unitego's 10-2 overall. Sydney 6-4. They got off to, I don't want to call it a rough start, but they played some much bigger schools. We have to remember, too, that Sydney is a B, so they have gone out and tried to schedule some big schools to play against for sectional purposes. But when you look at it, 4-1 for Unitego, 4-1 for Sydney in the lead, so they're trying to knock off Green and really create a log jam in the MAC standings.
You know, Class B girls basketball is traditionally pretty good. They're going to go up against the likes of, you know, say the Ozoniana in Class B this year. No, they're probably Class A.
They're right? An A, yes.
They're an
yeah.
A. So, you know, Sydney would be one of the smaller Bs, but, you know, I've heard a lot of great things. Very, very athletic, so you never know when it comes to sectional time. And the MAC and girls basketball in the MAC is tough, so they are getting some good matchups. So I would have to think that they would be, you know, weathered in time for sectional play.
Yeah, they can definitely compete in Class B, but again, you're going to run into those stack schools and some of those IAC schools. There are those mid-sized schools. You're going to have to deal with someone like a Maggie Warpus from Forks, etc. So it'll be tough come sectional time, but they'll be battle-tested, I'm sure. Rich and I are going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We're live in Green tonight. The Trojans hosting the Sydney girls. We'll be back here on our Butler Auto pregame show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Now that's sharp.
Thanks. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback Limited. I got it from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Wow, it looks brand new.
I know. I had a hard time deciding because they have such a big selection. They had at least 170 vehicles on the lot.
Well, that explains why you see Butler Auto license plate frames everywhere. Says a lot about their reputation. We need a new car, but I'm concerned about financing. Our credit took a hit when Bill got laid off.
I know they have a fully staffed finance department with specialists who handle all credit situations. And they also pay top dollar for your trade-in.
Sounds like they make the car buying process pretty seamless.
They really do. I've been using their service department for years, and their new building has 3 comfortable waiting areas with TVs.
This is exactly what I need. A car dealer that cares about the customer before, during, and after the sale.
Butler Auto Sales, where they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward your trade-in. Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Shop online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. The Butler Auto pregame show. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here. And, you know, we just talked about the MAC standings for the girls. Green 5-0, Unitego 4-1, Sydney 4-1. Then right behind them, you have BG at 4-2, Delhi at 3-2. And a lot of these teams still have to play each other down the stretch. I was looking today. Unitego plays BG on Tuesday night there in Bainbridge. So a lot's going to change over the next few weeks, but it just makes all these games down the stretch that much bigger.
It's that time of year, right, where every game really counts at this point, you know, even for the league standings or for sectional standings. So it's really, really important. This is a, you know, a high matchup, you know, key matchup for the MAC standings. But, you know, for a Green, if they happen to beat Sydney, that'll give them some big points come sectional time. That'll get them 5 points on the sectional bracket as they're only a Class C school.
Rich, you were here a few weeks ago with me, and we watched Green and Unitego, and since then, Green just continues to churn out just tight, close wins. You almost want to call them the Kansas City Chiefs.
Don't do that.
Of the MAC, yeah. Maybe that's not the best comparison.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
They find ways to win close games when you say, how the heck did they do that? That's what makes me think about that. So you've seen Green. What makes them so successful like that?
Defense, defense, and more defense, right? They have very balanced scoring, so you're not really talking about who's scoring the basketball for Green, but you're talking about the style of defensive play. Last time I was here, they played 2-3 zone, and they extended it way out to almost a three-quarter court, you know, type of 2-3 zone. And they just put a lot of pressure on it, and it all starts, you know, up front with their guards. You know, number 23, Kaylee Knapp, does a heck of a job putting pressure on the ball, gets a lot of deflections, and, you know, just allows the bigs down low because, you know, Green has a lot of the bigs to kind of come up and grab those steals and easy rebounds, and then off they go to the races to the other side of the court. Just sound defensively.
You mentioned the bigs, and that's one thing that Green usually has a pretty big size advantage on most teams they play. Sydney also has great team size, so I'm interested to see how Coach Pierce and the Sydney Sabres decide to neutralize that, because, I mean, you look down the roster, you have Bree Taylor, who is listed at 5'7", but she's certainly very tough on the interior. Maya Paul at 6'0", Nayla Miley at 5'10". So they definitely, and Lennon Swain as well, a six-footer. So they have the size to potentially match up with the Yonner sisters for Green and some of the other players that they have, like Maya Leggett, who are right around that 5'11", 6-foot tall range. It makes a big difference.
You know, you and I have always talked about, Nate, about the old Tri-Valley and all the old coaches that there are, that were in the old Tri-Valley. The MAC is a little bit like that now, right? You got Coach Pierce. Coach Pierce has been around a long time. Coach Gorton has been around a long time. You know Coach Pierce has his team ready tonight. He's got a game plan. He knows what Green's going to do. So, you know, it might come down to the X's and O's with the coaches as well and adjustments throughout the game.
I had a chance to catch up with Coach Pierce during the JV game, and he said, you know, we've had a long layoff, about just over a week since their last game. But he goes, this is, and I don't want to jinx myself, one of the best weeks of practices we've ever had. We're hitting shots. We're executing. He goes, I feel like we can come in here and give Green a respectable game. So Sydney feels good about coming in here tonight. He goes, but whenever you come to Green, you got to be ready. This is a really tough place to play.
Well, they're really energetic. When I was walking through the doors to come up here, Nate, they almost ran me over. And then you got their student section over here. About every boys basketball player and every student from Sydney seems to be here tonight. So there's going to be a lot of energy in the gym. You know, they had a week off, so they're, you know, they're prepared, they're rested, and, you know, I expect a good game.
Yeah, I do as well. It was one that I've had circled on the calendar for a while, and especially as we get into the home stretch here, teams are fighting it out. The MAC girls went away from having the two divisions, so with one big division, you got to get into the top four, and we already said it. There's a big log jam for that 2-3-4 spot, so these games all mean a ton. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Green girls hosting Sydney tonight. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Sydney girls traveling over to take on Green here tonight in a MAC matchup at GCS. First, our starting lineups for Sydney and head coach Donnie Pierce. Sydney is in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They will start with senior number 4, Bree Taylor. Senior number 10, Bella West. A freshman number 20, Bella Conroy. A senior number 22, Maya Paul. And a junior number 44, Nayla Miley. On the other side for Coach Gordon and the Green girls, they're in the home white uniforms with the green trim. Says Trojan in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. They start with senior number 3, Claire Flanagan. A sophomore number 5, Mia Yonner. Her older sister number 15, Abby Yonner. A senior number 23, Callie Knapp. And a junior number 24, Josie Dutcher. Great atmosphere here, Rich. One of the biggest gyms in the MAC, like you said. And the crowd continues to trickle in. We got two student sections. Oh, they're already starting to look at this down here in Sydney's student section. They're already starting to mess around, so you got to love it. I won't say more than that. But
I love the fact when the student sections are across from one another, and if you've never been to the Green Gym, they have seats behind the baskets, so there's baseline seats. So you have one student section behind one baseline and the other behind the other basket. And the Sydney coaches were walking by the student section earlier, getting, you know, riling up the troops over there. So it's going to be an interesting night. I think the student sections are both going to be into it and probably maybe a little fun between the two groups.
I agree. Thanks as well. If you're listening online tonight, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Thank you for their continued support. And this will wrap up our Butler Auto pregame show. So here we go. Green will be going right to left on your radio dial. Sydney left to right. Both teams just breaking their final huddle. And here we go. It's been a long layoff here for Sydney since their last game. They come in at 4-1 in the league. Green 5-0. Nayla Miley will jump it up here for Sydney, one of the most athletic and dynamic players in the area. I think you're going to like watching her tonight, Rich. And Mia Yonner jumps it up for Green, and Sydney wins the opening tip. Again, they go left to right. They go for Bella West on the far side, tapped out, though, by Claire Flanagan. Good early defense there by the Trojans.
And just like we thought, Nate, the Trojans come out in a 2-3 zone and extending it out, going to make it tough for Sydney tonight.
Sydney will work it in again, going left to right with Bella Conroy. To Nayla Miley, a 3 on the left side, a little short, rebound by Mia Yonner of Green. And an outlet pass to Callie Knapp as they go right to left. And here's the Trojans for the first time tonight on offense. We're 20 seconds in and we're scoreless. Here's Claire Flanagan, picks up her dribble, goes inside for Yonner. Tapped out, though, by Bree Taylor. That's one thing. I love Bree Taylor on the inside. She's tough down there.
Yeah, maybe a battle of the zones, right? Because Sydney comes out in a 2-3 zone. So maybe we're going to be an old Syracuse look tonight.
Trojans will work it in right side. They find Josie Dutcher in the corner. She lets it go. Hits the front of the rim. Won't go. Callie Knapp with a big rebound. Pulls it out. Ball pinballing around. Scooped up here by Maya Paul of Sydney. And down the right side of the floor here for Bella Conroy. The freshman guard. Very dynamic. Straight away. 3 for Bella is good. And that makes it 3-0 here for Sydney. We're a minute in. And Sydney taking a page out of Green's book and extending that zone pretty high. Green gets around. They go to Abby Yonner. She misses the shot from the foul line. An air ball that goes out of bounds and back to the Sabres.
It's funny you say that, Nate. I was just thinking Green didn't extend it as much as they usually do, and Sydney came out and extended it a little bit more.
Here comes Sydney back down the floor. Good save by Bella West as they go to the left side. Now back to Conroy straight away. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. They find West. That shot was partially blocked and the ball bounces to Abby Yonner. Here comes Green. Cross midcourt to the left side now for Josie Dutcher. Dutcher double team, gets it back to Claire Flanagan. Green with possession in front of the Sydney bench. They try to go to the inside, and Maya Paul gets that long arm in there and knocks it away. Here's Miley in transition for the Sabres. Back to Conroy. Tries to go to Paul at the high post. Sydney works it to the right baseline. They go inside for Bree Taylor. She's tied up. We got a jump ball. 6:15 to go in the first. 3-0 lead for Sydney.
So far, the Sydney's 2-3 zone has been more impressive. They're rotating very, very well. They're talking, they're rotating, and you can tell it's something they've been working on probably all week.
Jump ball gives the arrow back to Green. Again, they'll bring it down the right side of the floor. They go to the high post for Yonner underneath, and they find Mia Yonner, and she's fouled. Abby finds her sister Mia. She's fouled on the left low block.
Now, as soon as I say that, Sydney kind of had a lapse there. They let the zone wide open in the middle, and the Yonner sisters just taking advantage of that. You can't leave the middle of that zone open because the Yonners are that good. They will make you pay.
6:05 to go in the first, and here is the sophomore, Mia Yonner, to the line. And the first shot is up and good for Mia. So Green gets on the board for the first time tonight. It's Sydney 3, Green 1. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter here at Green High School. Second shot coming is in and out for Mia Yonner. Rebound for Josie Dutcher. Slapped out of her hands. It will stay with the Trojans, though, after it rolls out of bounds.
One of the toughest things, right, is to rebound after foul shots and rebound out of the zone. That's going to be something to pay attention to tonight.
Dutcher has it on the baseline. They go to Callie Knapp. Splits two defenders. Stripped of the ball. It's on the floor. Both teams scrambling. We got a jump ball. This time it's going back to the Sabres. Good job by Maya Paul to get on the floor.
Yeah, Paul's done a good job in the middle of that zone for Sydney. You know, rotating well, letting the blocks on the Sydney come out and extend, and she's done a good job holding that middle of the zone.
Maya is a true six-footer, and that helps out there. Ball tapped away by the Green defense, and nothing is coming easy in this game with 5:50 to go in the first. It's Sydney 3, Green 1. This is shaping up, Rich, to be one of those games that could be like 35-32. You could see it.
That's a typical Green game, I would say, everything I've heard and seen about them this year.
Sydney throws it away on a pass, an entry pass to the high post. Green with the steal with Claire Flanagan down the right side. We'll flip one back out to Callie Knapp straight away. 5.5 to go in the first. Great pass by Knapp. Finds Abby Yonner on the back door, and she scores.
That was great by Knapp, the senior. I've always liked watching her play. She sees the court well. She's kind of like the Energizer Bunny out there for the Trojans.
Tied up at 3. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Sydney girls visiting Green here in a key MAC matchup. Conroy tries to go across the defense, and it's intercepted here by Green and Claire Flanagan. Flanagan, a tremendous field hockey player, committed to Cortland for next year. So she'll join that long line of Green players going to Cortland. She gives it away here, though, and Sydney with a breakaway layup, and they miss it. Conroy couldn't get it to go. Flanagan hustles back, gets a rebound, and is fouled. So a hustle back play pays off there for Claire Flanagan.
Conroy released well. Great pass by her teammate, but just did not get the great angle. You see that a lot in high school basketball. They won't get out wide enough. They like to take it right to the basket, but they need to take a couple steps out wider. Just something to look for, just basic fundamental stuff.
We're tied at 3, 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Green working on offense. They go down low for Mia Yonner. A little baby hook is off the front of the rim, out of bounds and going back to the Sabres. First sub of the game, we'll see Chloe Vandersamen coming in for Bella West. Chloe, of course, the younger sister of Connor Vandersamen, who just scored 1,000 points earlier this week for Sydney, and now Coach Pierce wants a timeout. And Chloe's been having a heck of a season as well as a freshman. We'll step away. 3-3 our score. 4:40 to go first quarter on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, we're tied at 3. Sydney girls visiting Green with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Here's Chloe Vandersamen on the left side, finds Bree Taylor. A pull-up for Bree off the glass, a little too strong. Rebound for Green and Abby Yonner. Trojans down the floor, crossing that green Trojans logo at midcourt. They find Knapp to Flanagan. Yanner at the high post, flashes in. Her shot is short. Rebound for Mia Yanner. Green keeps it alive. Knapp with a jumper from 12 on the left side, and it's no good. Rebound for the Sabres, and they're quick in transition. Here comes Chloe Vandersamen. A pass down low to Nayla Miley, but she stepped on the end line, and it's going back to Green.
Out of that timeout, the spacing of the Trojans looked just a whole much, just a lot better right there, using the entire court, opening up that middle, something to look for there. Again, coming down the court right here, that just completely spaced out. It's fun to watch.
A three ball for Green on the left side with Josie Dutcher. It won't go. Maya Paul tracks down a rebound here for Sydney. So 3:50 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 3-3. Ahead now for Bella Conroy. Conroy thought about an NBA range three, but didn't pull it. Goes to Chloe Vandersamen. Dribble drive in. Shot there for Vandersamen is short. And another rebound for Claire Flanagan. Scooping it ahead for Green. She finds Josie Dutcher, who takes it to the hole and misses the left-handed layup. Again, just didn't get enough oomph underneath it to get it up there. And then we got a foul on Green as they come back down the floor.
It's one of those fouls the coaches don't like, so far away from your basket, reaching in. I mean, it could have been a jump ball, but it was just tough because she was reaching around the back of the Sydney player.
Mia Yanner is going to come out, and they will replace her with Maya Leggett Carlin. So another six-footer coming off the bench here for Coach Gorton. Here's Nayla Miley with a step-up jumper from about 10 feet. No, Bree Taylor with a rebound, and that won't go. And both teams struggling to score here in the first quarter. We're still tied 3-3. Green with possession. Back down the floor. They take it inside, and we got a charge here as Bree Taylor sacrifices the body.
That's a great take by Bree Taylor there. The Green player just a little bit out of control. The two different styles right now, where you got Sydney that's trying to, you know, penetrate the zone, trying to beat the zone with a dribble, and you got Green that's trying to pass it around the top and get open to the space. Two different styles of breaking the zone right now.
Here's Conroy on the baseline for Sydney. Blocked from behind by Flanagan. What a save, too. Hits it forward from going out of bounds and gets it to Josie Dutcher. Dutcher finally pumps the brakes, and Conroy comes streaking back in and steals it right back for Sydney. Conroy down the left side, but she traveled, and it's going back to the Trojans, and the hot potato game continues.
Conroy's just playing a little bit too fast. She's made two, three good steals at the top of the key. Playing a little bit too fast, just needs to hold that pivot foot, and it would have been a good move.
2:40 to go in the first quarter. We're still tied 3-3. Great atmosphere here tonight in Green. Josie Dutcher, a three on the left side. Again, just short. Maya Leggett Carlin puts up a rebound, and that won't go. And Bree Taylor cleans up the mess this time, and Sydney's got it back. So both teams have gone cold shooting here. We haven't probably had a bucket in about 3.5 minutes for either side. Vandersamen gets in a tough spot, finds Bree Taylor. Pocket picked, though, by Abby Yanner, and Green's got it back again. Green back down the floor with Callie Knapp. Coming up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter, tied 3-3. Green continues to cycle it around. Dutcher inside. Abby Yanner is fouled on the left low block. Kind of a interesting move there by Yanner. She was expecting the contact, so she just turned around and tossed it up. Gets the call.
Absolutely. She did get pushed from behind by the Sydney players. It looked, almost looked like two of the players.
Yeah, Bree Taylor picks up that foul, I should say. And here is Abby Yanner to the line for Green. Yanner's first shot, no good. Both teams have struggled a little bit shooting, and Green specifically has struggled a little bit at the line here.
I would say that Green has had better looks so far on their side and on the offensive side. Sydney's been more challenged on their side, so we're going to see how this plays out. But I would say Green's got, had better looks. They're just missing their shots.
Yanner goes 1 out of 2, so Green takes their first lead at 4-3 over Sydney with 1:55 to go in this first quarter. Sabres have it, again going left to right. Right wing for Nayla Miley. They find Maya Paul. She tries to pass over the top, and it's taken away by Green, and then Paul picks up the frustration foul.
That's the same thing I noticed in the last game we were here when they were playing Unitigo. Green really limits the other team's shots, and really you have to take care of the ball, and you have to work. They make you work for a good shot. Green's defense is really, really impressive. They start making shots, this could get out of control.
Green has it to the right side with Claire Flanagan. They get across half court. They find Josie Dutcher. A step in three for her. Again, is short. Josie just can't find the rhythm here in this early going for the Trojans. A rebound for Chloe Vandersamen. Sydney has it. Vandersamen with a bounce pass to Conroy. Back to Vandersamen. Loads up the three and hits for Chloe from the outside. And Sydney retakes the lead 6-4.
That kind of looked like another Vandersamen I knew. That was a pretty deep three right there.
Left side for Dutcher, trying to answer for Green off the back of the rim this time. And a rebound underneath, but both teams fighting for it. Maya Leggett Carlin has to fall on this for Green. The arrow on the jump ball is going to keep it with the Trojans.
Those are those shots that the Sydney's going to have to make if they're going to beat Green today. They're going to have to make some three-point shots, force Green to come out a little bit more and open it up and space out the court. That was a good-looking shot by Vandersamen.
About a minute to go here in the first quarter. Sydney 6, Green 4. Trojans get it in. They go to Callie Knapp. Dials up a three, and Knapp's shot is short. Kind of buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound for the Sabres. Quickly in transition, Bella Conroy wants that three, instead goes to Vandersamen, left side, little dribble drive, good pass for Lennon Swain on the interior, and she finishes.
That was a great pass by Vandersamen. It looked like she was going to shoot it, faked everybody out, and just dumped it down to her teammate. Great pass.
So Sydney now leads Green 8-4, 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Josie Dutcher loads up another three from the left side, and she's cold, missed it. Rebound for Maya Leggett Carlin, though. And then a reach-in foul here on Bella Conroy.
The one thing I would say is a little concerning right now for Coach Gordon and Green is their shots look bad. They're not even close. A lot of them are, you know, we've talked about it before, they're not really good misses. It's hard to rebound those. It's either they're rushed or they're not taking the shots they typically take.
Yeah, some shots that have kind of hit the rim and buckled.
Yeah,
not really getting clean rebounds.
Yeah, hitting the backboard, they just don't look like great shots, you know. They're not just missing cleanly in the front or in the back where it's easy to rebound. And that's really plays to the honors games, right? Because the honors can rebound those balls very, very well, but it's tough for them right now to rebound because the shots from outside are just, they're not good. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, we'll see if Green can figure out something here. We got a little sweat on the floor, it appears, some water where everyone was rolling around. So Coach Pierce is out there. He's got the towel, and he's mopping it up.
I will say that one of the things I was looking forward to coming down to this game was actually just to see Coach Pierce. He's always smiling. He's always happy. He'll go out and take the towel and clean stuff up. I was just happy. I usually see him in shorts, but he's wearing pants tonight. And the football field, he always wears shorts.
Always shorts.
He's a great guy. If you ever have a chance to watch Coach Pierce coach, it's just pure love. He loves the game. He loves his players. He loves Sydney.
Maya Leggett Carlin at the line for Sydney misses the first. Yeah, and get out and watch Coach Pierce because I know he's thinking about maybe shutting it down over the next couple of years.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
I mean, he's been doing it for 30-plus years.
Well, he's got 40 in him.
Maya goes 1 out of 2 at the line. And Sydney now leads 8-5 here over Green. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney going left to right. Conroy to the high post for Maya Paul. Paul down low. Her shot is short. Rebound Claire Flanagan. 8 seconds left for Green. Going right to left. Flanagan across midcourt. Trojans have it. Down to two. Flanagan with a deep three, and it's short. And that'll do it. First quarter in the books. It's Sydney girls coming in. They lead by 3, 8-5. After the first quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here in Green. I'm Nate Lull alongside Rich Turnbull. Sydney girls leading 8-5. Sydney has the ball, and Nayla Miley is fouled here. A hip check against her. So she's fouled there by Green. That's the second on Abby Yonner. That's something to keep track of for Green. Nayla with no points in that first quarter. That's got to change for Sydney. She's their high scorer. Comes in averaging, I think off the top of my head, 13 and a half, somewhere right in there for Sydney.
What really was kind of the difference in the first quarter for Sydney's Vandersamen's play. She kind of came in, she made a couple good plays, made that big three, and really kind of gave him a little spark off the bench.
Here is Chloe, feeds one to the left corner for Sydney, again in the maroon with the white trim. Bella Conroy tries to go to the interior, and it's taken away again by Green. Callie Knapp sweeping in to take that ball. Green going right to left. They're in the white with the green trim. Josie Dutcher will feed one back up to Claire Flanagan. Good ball movement. They find Callie Knapp, steps in for a three. Callie off the back of the rim. And the rebound, both teams were fighting for it. Last touched by Green, they say. It's going back to Sydney. So the cold shooting woes continue here for the Trojans.
That was a better shot by the Trojans and a better miss. Just probably a silly foul by Yonner there going after it. But it was a better miss because they actually had the opportunity to rebound.
Sydney 8, Green 5. I think if there's a positive you can look at if you're Green, hey, we're not shooting well right now, but we're only down by 3.
Absolutely. That's why their defense is so important and so good on these type of nights.
Chloe Vandersamen into the corner for Bree Taylor on the right baseline. And this ball stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Sydney. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of coaches around the league that said, you know, we were in a dogfight with Green right down to the final quarter, and then they found a way to get it done. So Green, you can't count them out until the final buzzer, that's for sure.
I think it's just their style. I don't think they're a high, potent offensive team. They just play really good defense. But the refs are really calling this close and tight tonight. And if the Yonners continue to get in foul trouble, this is going to be a development for Green.
Yeah, Mia Yonner just picked up her second foul as Nayla Miley's going to go to the line for Sydney. She took a baseline. It looked like a pretty straight-up position here for Maya, but there was contact, or for Mia, excuse me, as Maya Leggett comes in now. And so Nayla's going to go to the line here.
The Yonners do a really good job on the offensive end, too, is creating that space in the middle of the zone. Without them, without that pressing, you know, it might be tougher for the Trojans to score on the offensive end. They're super important on the defensive end, but maybe just as important on the offensive end for Green.
Nayla at the line makes the first, makes the second. Nayla works on her game 24-7, 365. And is one of the top players in the MAC. And she goes 2-for-2 right there. So Sydney with their biggest lead right now at 10-5 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Green's got it. They find Abby Yonner, a jumper too strong. It was long. Josie Dutcher grabs the rebound, tied up. Arrow is going to keep it here with Green this time.
So a lot of times when teams put those type of presses on, it was a half-court press, they want you to take a bad shot. They want you to speed up, and that's exactly what Green did. They sped up their shot and didn't take the one they wanted.
Trojans have it. They go down low for Maya Leggett Carlin, and she lost control of it, and Sydney's got another steal. Sabres have it going left to right. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on the road here in Green, leading 10-5. Oh, and they try to go to the high post. It's tapped away. Green's got it, and then a foul on Bree Taylor on a reach-in as Callie Knapp was trying to get off to the races. 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Actually, they call that foul on Bella West, not Bree Taylor. So that's number 2 on Bella West. So both sides flirting with some foul trouble here. Trojans have it again, going right to left. Josie Dutcher in the left corner. Dutcher tries to go up top, slapped away by Nayla Miley. Athletic move to get down the court, and she lays it up and in. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Green, and Coach Gorton is hot. Sydney 12, Green 5. They got the Trojans on the ropes here early with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 6:05 to go, second quarter. Sydney girls leading Green 12-5. Rich, what do you see?
I thought that was a beautiful play by Miley, just creating a lot of pressure on the top of the zone. And we were talking off the air. She made that look easy, really easy.
She really did. Green trying to answer out of the timeout. A three for Josie Dutcher, no. Maya Leggett-Carlin with a shot. That's also off the mark. And Sydney, another rebound. Here comes Nayla Miley down the right side of the floor. Finds Vandersamen straight away. Three missed it this time. An air ball to the left, and it's going back to the Trojans.
You know, I've been impressed with Miley so far. She doesn't make any mistakes. She plays very controlled. Right there, she could have easily done a little bit more, but she doesn't. She makes the right play.
Green breaks the pressure here. Sydney going for a little half-court trap. Green breaks it. They go down low for Josie Dutcher, and she scores. That's a big bucket. They hadn't scored in a couple of minutes. Dutcher is fouled as well and is going to the line.
That was nice for Dutcher, right, to see that ball finally go in the basket. Sydney, maybe as part of their scouting report, has let her shoot a little bit more than the other girls. So she's been kind of the one for the Trojans, missing a little bit more, and she was very excited, very happy to see that one go in.
Dutcher to the line and hits the foul shot. Maybe that's what she needs to break through.
Very smooth, nothing but net for Dutcher.
Sydney 12, Green 8, 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Bella West on the left side for Sydney as they go left to right. Back to Vandersamen. Tries to go high post, Bree Taylor. They cut it down low for Miley. Inside, she's fouled on the right low block. Can't get the shot to go, but Nayla getting another trip to the line, and it feels like she's getting some momentum here.
Taking it to the basket strong is what you like if you're Coach Pierce. Get one of your better players going. If she gets going here, it could be in trouble for the Trojans.
So Miley steps in at the line, and her first shot is up and good.
Wow, that looks smooth. I haven't watched her play, boy. She's fun to watch.
Well, as all Sydney fans know, the Miley name, very famous with sports in Sydney. Her dad and her uncles. She goes 2 for 2 here. She's following right along in their footsteps. As she's got 6 points, and Sydney girls lead 14-8 now, and Green throws it away at half court, and it's the defense of Miley there that's causing a problem.
Miley's playing on the top of like a kind of a 3-2 style half court press. Back in the 90s, if you're in the Tri-Valley, Milford was very famous for playing that. What they like to do is they like to put one of their big players right in the middle and force it to the side and try to get deflections for their players.
Sydney now leading 14-8, looking to add to it here. One of their biggest leads of the night so far. Chloe Vandersamen for three, left side, buries it.
That's a big shot.
Chloe's got six.
That's a big shot. That's points off the bench. Right, for Sydney. If she gets going, that's going to be a good thing for the Warriors.
Two threes for Vandersamen.
Sorry, the Sabres.
Oh, yes, the Sabres. Well, it happens from time to time. Here's Flanagan with a jumper for Green in the paint, and she scores.
Kind of opening up a little bit. We're getting a little bit more faster style of play. This has been kind of speeding up a little bit.
Sydney 17, Green 10. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Vandersamen again from way downtown. This one's off. But Miley's got a big athletic rebound. Miley bullies her way down low, and that's a charge. She lowered the shoulder a little bit too much, and Abby Yonner almost picked up her third, but instead plants her feet, gets that charge.
That's a tough one right there when you got two fouls. What are you going to do there? You got to be just right. You got to be just perfect, and she does her job. Good play by Yonner there.
I think Abby, I don't know if she had much of a choice. Nayla was coming at her full speed.
Now Miley's got two fouls. That's something to watch.
Yeah, very true. That's two. So several players on both sides with two fouls. Here's Maya Leggett-Carlin from the foul line. Her jumper won't go. Back out for Dutcher. Into the corner for Claire Flanagan for three. Too strong. Too much mustard on it. Far side rebound for Sydney and Bella Conroy. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading by 7. 17-10. Miley for three. How about it? Yes, for Nayla. 9 points for Nayla. And Sydney's got a 10-point lead, 20-10. And they've got undefeated in MAC play, Green on the ropes here. Josie Dutcher a three, left side. That's good for Dutcher.
Dutcher saw that one go in. That would look a lot better. She caught it in rhythm and shot it well that time. She was short on a lot of other shots. That was because the other one looked good. That one felt good.
Sydney 20, Green 13. And Green trying to stay in this nap, trying to rally the troops here. A lot of energy on defense right now. Vandersamen feeds one over. Nayla Miley again, no, off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Josie Dutcher. Here she comes. Dutcher down the right side. Goes to the hoop and scores. Great move by Dutcher.
Dutcher's getting a little warm now, right? An NBA Jam, she's heating up.
So a 10-point lead is now back to 5. Sydney 20, Green 15. Vandersommet finds Miley in the corner. Another 3. It's too strong. And Flanagan's got a rebound, and Green's got some life here with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. I mean, it was a 20-10 game. Green has immediately cut it back to 20-15. Could cut it back to a one-possession game here if they score. Here's Yonner. Back out. Maya Leggett Carlin steps in for 2. Too strong, and a rebound for Vandersommet.
And that was the coaching strategy of Coach Pierce, dropping back to a 2-3. Green had 2 good possessions breaking that press.
Vandersommet is fouled as she gets to the high post there and let one kind of fly on the run and got a little contact, and so she'll go to the line with 2:25 to go in the second quarter.
She is ready to shoot it at the foul line. She's like, get me the ball right now.
Yeah, she looks primed and ready here at the foul line as she's feeling that hot hand with the 2 threes so far tonight, and the first one at the line is a little off. So Sydney leads 20-15, 2:25 to go second quarter. And here is Vandersommet, her second shot at the line. The freshman goes 0-for-2. It rolled out. Flanagan, another rebound here for Green. And the Trojans still trailing by 5 late in the second quarter here on their home floor. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. We're glad to have you along. Looks like we're in for a heck of a game. Here's Callie Knapp down low, and she's fouled. Got some contact there from Maya Paul. She can't believe it. 2:10 to go second quarter, and yeah, that one's going to be on Paul. I believe that's her second.
Now, the Sabres finally dropped out of their big, you know, half-court press, and that opened it up for Knapp, and Knapp's like, finally, there's a little bit more space for me, and she does the right thing and takes it to the basket and draws the foul.
Callie to the line. First one is in and out. And this is where Green's going to need these points when the clock isn't moving. You got to hit from the line. And so the second one coming here for Knapp. And that one is good.
It's almost like a flick of a wrist for her. It's kind of a unique shooting style.
She does. She definitely doesn't, it looks different. Doesn't do it the traditional way. 4-point game. Sydney 20, Green 16, and another steal by the Trojans. Abby Yonner comes away with that. Sydney forcing it into the middle, and they couldn't jam it in there. Trojans have it. They go right side for Claire Flanagan. Pump fake. Claire thought about a 3, instead goes to the interior. Back out Josie Dutcher, straight away 3, in and out, rebound Nayla Miley. Sydney's got it. Miley trying to go coast to coast, right side, step through for Nayla, left it short, and the rebound goes back out to Bella Conroy, who will reset with 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
That was great defense by Knapp to control Miley there in her Euro step.
Here's Maya Paul with a shot on the interior. Missed it, got her own rebound. Maya puts it up again and is fouled. Maya's going to go to the line, and the foul will be on Alexis Cloyd, who has come in here for the Green Trojans. So Paul to the line for the Sabres.
Certainly a lot more fouls in this game than we've seen in the last few games we've done together, Nate.
Yeah, Maya Paul at the line. Can't get the first one to go. Yeah, they're calling this one tight. Both teams are going to have to be aware of that.
The other thing I would notice is the Sydney fans seem to be a little bit more louder than the Green fans here.
They do, as Paul gets 1 out of 2. And you wonder sometimes, Green has not been down in many games. Are their fans a little worried right now? But I would say Green needs them to step up, bring the energy.
And here comes that half-court pressing trap again.
Sydney 21, Green 16. Dutcher in the corner, fires a 3. No, it's off the front of the rim, and Bree Taylor a rebound for Sydney. Ahead for Conroy. Conroy down the left side. Finds Vandersommet for Nayla Miley in the corner. A jumper for Nayla. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Lennon Swain a rebound for Sydney, and she's fouled. And Lennon goes to the line. 54 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sydney girls on top, 21-16 here on the road in Green. Miley's going to go to the bench, and Sam Constable will come in. I like that move there by Coach Pierce. She's got those 2 fouls. Get her out of there so she doesn't pick up another late here in the second.
So you have the 5-point lead. Right, hopefully you get another one here with 6. You're thinking maybe 2 to 3 possessions here. You're probably a smart move by Coach Pierce. That's why he's been coaching for 30 years.
Swain misses the first, but makes the second.
Coaches like me only lasted about 2 years because we don't make those decisions.
Sydney 22, Green 16. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Trojans have it. They try to go to the high post. No, they find Josie Dutcher. Another three for Josie. Can't get it. And it's going back to the Sabres. No, last touch by Sydney. It'll stay with the Trojans.
Again, kind of a here. So they reset the shot clock, so that actually might be an advantage for Sydney here. It's going to take a little bit more time off the clock with Miley on the bench.
Green on the baseline. Josie Dutcher gets it into Callie Knapp. Now to Claire Flanagan. Reversing to Josie Dutcher. A three is wide right, and she's gone cold again. But a steal by Knapp. Gets it off the rebound, and Knapp scores.
Knapp's got to get going a little bit more for the Trojans. They kind of go with her energy.
Sydney 22, Green 18. What a scoop and a score there by Knapp. Sydney to the left side. Vandersamen. Looking for some options. Tried to go to the far side. Flanagan with a steal, but Conroy was able to get back. And they're going to say an over and back call here on Conroy.
That's the exact right call by the official. She didn't realize where she was on the court. Now they got to play good defense. They got to recover here and play good defense. Green's got 7 seconds to score.
Down to five. Yanner, high post, turnaround shot, in and out, rebound, Sam Constable. That's going to do it. We hit the halftime break here with our score, Sydney 22, Green 18. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report in a few minutes, but real quick, Rich, what a first half. I think we're in for a treat here.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. You know, we talked about it earlier. Now, how are we going to adjust at halftime? You got Coach Pierce, you got Coach Gordon, both two well veteran weathered coaches, right? How are they going to make the adjustments? Are they going to stay in zone? We haven't seen man at all tonight. I think we got some keys, right? Foul trouble on both sides. You have the Yanners and you have Miley, right? I really think that you need some more senior leadership in these type of games, right? If I'm Coach Gordon, I'm going to get on Knapp a little bit, right? Let's get going. We need you here. Right? She's played well, but we've seen her play better, right? Against that game in Unitigo, she was the spitfire on the team. She has it in her. Right at the end, she was kind of going a little bit. Let's keep that momentum going. Right? You're going to hear a lot of positive things from the coaches, right? Maybe some adjustments, but we're in for a good second half.
Real quick before we hit the break, Nayla Miley leading the way for Sydney with 9 and Josie Dutcher with 8. For Green. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Our halftime score here in Green, the Sydney girls on top of GCS 22-18. We'll be back in a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/career.
CDO,
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Halftime score here in Green. The Sydney girls on top by 4, 22-18. They had their biggest lead of 10, but Green did a good job to chip it back to 4 here before the break. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. So, first half scoring summary. First for Sydney, 9 points for Nayla Miley, 6 off the bench for Chloe Vandersamen, 3 for Lennon Swain, 3 for Bella Conroy, and 1 for Maya Paul. On the other side for Green, Josie Dutcher with a team best 8 points, and then pretty balanced from there. 3 for Abby Yanner, 2 for Claire Flanagan, 1 apiece for Mia Yanner and Maya Leggett-Carlin. So I think you're right, Rich. You're going to have Callie Knapp, Claire Flanagan, and, of course, the Yanners step up here in the second half. You need a little bit more from them offensively.
I think the Green, they're happy with their defense. Right? That's a typical defensive game for Green, but they probably are not really overly excited about their offense. And credit Sydney's defense. We always talk about green in their defense. But, you know, Sydney played really good defense, and they mixed it up. That was what was impressive. They kind of went from the 2-3 zone to the 3-2 half-court trap to the 2-3 zone. It was well done by Coach Pierce, and we'll see how they're going to make the adjustments in the second half. You know, in games like this, the coaches are, you know, the sixth person on the floor.
Yeah, they certainly are, and it's going to be a fun second half here. And you know, if you're Green, I feel like we've not seen them rely so much on the three. What you said earlier about, you know, they have the size, they can rebound, but it did feel like Sidney forced them to take a lot of outside shots there in that first half.
And Sidney, you know, was giving the one player for Green, it's just coming to my mind, the Dutcher girl, she was shooting a lot. Like, it was almost like, all right, we're going to make you beat us today. That might have been Coach Pierce's talking. Here comes Coach Gordon out of the locker room, you know, right on cue talking to Dutcher. It was almost like Sidney said, all right, you got to beat us. We're going to take the honors away. We're going to take Knapp away. And we're going to make you. The coaches do that. I've been a part of locker rooms. They're going to say, you know, we talked to the other day with Vander Saman. Let Vander Saman do his thing and make everybody else beat us. A lot of coaches go with that strategy, and I would not be surprised if that was Coach Pierce's strategy tonight.
Busy night around the area for Mac girls. Of course, Sydney's here at Green. Walton Downsville is at Unitigo. DH is at Harpersville. Oxford girls are at BG. That is a non-league game, but still between Mac teams. And the UV girls are at Delhi. So pretty much a full Mac slate of girls basketball tonight. So by the end of the night, we could see some shakeups in the standings, and it'll give us a little bit clearer picture going into next week where things are.
That's what's great about this time of year, right? These closed divisions and these great leagues in Section 4, there's always movement all over the place, and anything can happen. It's a close game. A lot of people, I'm sure, are watching it. You know, the green light's on, the camera. A lot of people are paying attention. This is the top two teams in the MAC right now.
Busy night overall as well on the boys' side. Norwich boys are at Seton tonight. Rich, really interested to see how that's going to go.
You know what? I told Mr. Christie, you know, the father of Cooper and Carter Christie, who played for the Purple Tornado, that I would turn the game on, and I forgot all about it. Thanks for reminding me, Nate.
Yeah, I want to see it because, of course, Oneonta and Norwich had that great game we did a few weeks ago at NHS, and then Oneonta and Seton went to the wire last Friday, so that was great. So I'm really interested to see how Norwich stacks up. Of course, that game's at Seton. That's a tough one, so we'll get you some updates.
And Seton's one of the tougher places to play, right? They have a new video board in there that shoots colors all over the place, and if you've never been to the Seton gym, it is it's a unique experience. They have a stage on one side. They have the pep band that plays. They play the Saints Come Marching In. It's loud and obnoxious, and it's really fun atmosphere. It's right in the middle of Binghamton, right in the city, and it's horrible parking. I mean, when you're a visitor team, there's no good way to get there, and the concession stand's way off on the other side of the school. It's not a fun place, and Seton knows it, and they use it to their advantage. And, you know, kudos to them. We're sitting here, you know, I am kind of bashing them, but they use it to their advantage.
Well, that's what makes high school basketball rivalries so much fun. So one last quick break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're in Green tonight. Sabres from Sydney leading 22-18 in a girls' MAC clash. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we start the third quarter with a foul on Green. Bree Taylor had it on the left low block, and I believe that foul is going to be on Claire Flanagan, her third. So our score, Sydney 22 and Green 18. Here's Bree Taylor to the line for Sydney.
We definitely have to watch the fouls, Nate, throughout this game. It's a major talking point. The referees have been consistent all game. They've been calling a tight game, many fouls. You can't blame the referees on this one. You know what you're getting right now.
So Taylor misses the first shot at the line. Second one coming here for Bree, and it's good. So Sydney now leads 23-18. Here comes Green. They now go left to right on your radio dial in the home whites with the green trim. Sydney's in the maroon with the gray and white trim. Here's Flanagan trying to answer back for Green. Her three ball bounces free and a rebound for Nayla Miley. Miley down the right side of the floor, stops at the top of the key, goes to the far side, finds Bree Taylor, and her pass was knocked away there by Josie Dutcher, and it hits off the leg there of Bella Conroy, so it's going back to Green.
Sydney hasn't changed much up. They're playing a 2-3 zone, so maybe just kind of seeing what Green's going to do. Green didn't really change much up either, took another three-point shot.
So across midcourt here for the Trojans. They go to the left side for Josie Dutcher. Back over to Callie Knapp. Knapp pulls it out. Trapped, has to go to Flanagan, back near midcourt, and West is going to pick up a foul here. Bella West on the reach in for Sydney.
It's one of those, you know, it's a hustle foul, but you can't be too upset with West there. She's hustling. She's trying to get the steal. Just a little bit too late. No harm, no foul there.
So the Trojans will look to get it in. They go to Callie Knapp on the right side. Again, Green going left to right to start the second half. Knapp floats one for Josie Dutcher. Dutcher back to Claire Flanagan. Inside Abby Yonner. They go to Knapp again. 15 on the shot clock now for the Trojans. Good ball movement here, and they find a wide open Abby Yonner. Great pass from Mia, and she scores.
That was the best offensive sequence for the night for Green. Every girl touched the ball. They moved the ball well. They took their time and got a good shot.
And Green only trails by three. They're still in this game. It's 23-20. Maya Paul with a step through for Sydney. No, rebound. Bree Taylor puts it up. That rolls off the back of the rim. Out of bounds and going to the Trojans, they say.
You know, in the first half, Nate Green took a lot of one-and-done shots. They took went down, took the best shot they could find. You know, usually after one or two passes. That last time down the court, let's see what they do here. But the last time, they had five, six, seven passes, and a lot of people touched the ball.
Trojans have it now, trailing by three. They have hung around just enough in this game to keep it close. Flanagan looking for a tie game. Her three won't go. And Nayla Miley watches the rebound go out of bounds.
I think what was key to last time on with Green with that really good offensive set is it moved the ball from side to side. They got it on both sides of the court, not just on the right side or the left side. That's what they really got to keep doing. I'm sure Coach Gordon will talk about that.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the third. It's 23-20. And Sydney throws it away. Nayla was trying to find Bree Taylor. It wouldn't go, and then a great hustle play by Josie Dutcher got the steal and the breakaway layup. It's a one-point game.
A great left-handed finish in traffic for Dutcher there. Tough move, especially for a high school basketball player.
Maya Paul into the high post, works one back out. Conroy, far side, Nayla Miley for a three off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Green. And Sydney's gone cold to start the third quarter.
Green really looks like they might be settling in a little bit more, kind of getting a good feel for the game.
See if they get that ball movement again here. 5.5 to go in the third. It's Sydney clinging to a one-point lead. Here's Josie Dutcher for three. Left side again. Short. Rebound Abby Yonner, though. That was a good miss. Yonner keeps it alive. Knapp to the high post for Mia Yonner. Her turnaround shot won't go, but Josie Dutcher's got a rebound, and then we got a jump ball underneath. This time the arrow is going to give it back to the Sabres. So 5:15 to go in the third. Sydney 23, Green 22.
Dutcher did a really good job there getting position so she could get the miss there. She was gotten great rebounding position, which created that jump ball, and they retained the possession.
Dutcher has it on the baseline. Yeah, Green has this. Boy, it looked like she almost stepped in there.
She did. She got away with the violation. The referee wasn't paying attention.
Dutcher with the shot rolls out. And looks like it's going to stay. No, it's going to Sydney.
That was the classic. The referee was looking out at the action instead of looking at the player passing the ball in bounds. That was a clear violation. She got away with it.
And so across midcourt, Sydney with a one-point lead. They try to go to the high post. The ball knocks down low to Bree Taylor somehow, and then she's fouled.
Well, that's not good for Green because that's going to be on one of the honors. They're both there.
Let's see who they get it on. It's going to be on Mia Yonner, her third. And she's going to have to go to the bench. And in comes Maya Leggett-Carlin.
Now, how are we going to manage the fouls if you're both teams here? You got girls with three fouls and really a lot of game left. So how are we going to manage that? What's that look like, coaching strategy-wise?
Taylor at the line left the first one short. Both teams have really struggled from the line tonight.
And if you look at the, look at the scoreboard here, foul shots matter in these type of games.
Second shot here for Bree. is also no good. And a rebound for Josie Dutcher. And an outlet pass now to Callie Knapp. Knapp across midcourt. Will go to Claire Flanagan. She tries a three. Died on the front of the rim. Big rebound for Bree Taylor underneath. Flanagan steals it back, though, into the corner. Ball somehow ends back up in the hands of Bree Taylor. And here comes Sydney. To Chloe Vandersamen. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in a long two. In and out. And a rebound by Maya Leggett-Carlin for Green. 4:25 to go in the third. Sydney clinging to a one-point lead, 23-22. They go to Flanagan on the right side. Green going left to right to Maya Leggett-Carlin. A pass down low for Abby Yonner. On the baseline, muscles it up and in. Abby with seven.
Green's had a lot better luck when they're looking down low and trying to work the ball down low. Really probably the game plan coming out of the halftime there.
Doesn't feel like it, but Green's got a one-point lead now, 24-23, and another steal here by Dutcher. And it goes to Callie Knapp. So Sydney had a 10-point lead at 20-10, but Green has scratched and clawed their way back into this. They now lead 24-23. Flanagan to Maya Leggett-Carlin. Shovel pass to Dutcher at the top of the key. To Flanagan in the corner. A three ball for Claire is in and out. And a rebound for Nayla Miley. Trying to go coast to coast. Nayla gets stuck down low. Callie Knapp with the steal, but she stepped on the line while stealing it. And so Sydney retains possession.
And that's what Knapp does really well, those hustle-type plays. That's what Green needs from her. That was, you know, get going right there. We talked about at halftime. That's what Knapp really needs to do, and that was a great play.
Timeout by head coach Donnie Pierce. And the Trojans retake the lead over Sydney, 24-23. 3:25 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:25 to go in the third, and the Green girls lead 24-23 over Sydney. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Thanks for listening as well. Our free audio stream on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. So Sydney will have the ball out of the timeout underneath their own basket. They loft it up here. They find Bella Conroy. Now back to Nayla Miley, who has not scored yet in this third quarter. She has 9 points total on the night so far. Miley, left side, goes back to Conroy. 10 on the shot clock for Sydney. They go far side, Vandersamen. And she lost it out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Sydney, but only 6 on the shot clock.
Again, Knapp's kind of heating up here on the defensive side. She's starting to play with a lot of energy. That's a good sign for Green. Went off Knapp's foot, so they're going to change it to 15 on the shot clock. But that's a good sign for Green. She's out here talking now, showing some energy. It's going to kind of just feed off of her for the Trojans.
Yeah, a little extra time on the shot clock here for Sydney. They get it in. Bree Taylor lost control of it. Another steal by the Trojans.
And that was all created by Knapp again right there with her energy.
Knapp across the Trojans logo at midcourt. Finds Claire Flanagan. Steps back. High post. Abby Yonner to Flanagan in the corner. Baseline drive for Claire. Works one back out. Abby Yonner, 15-footer. No. That cracked off the front of the rim. And a rebound for Sydney. Nayla Miley in transition, right side. Nayla scoots the pass cross court, finds Bella Conroy, steps in straight away three. Bella's shot is too strong. Rebound, Bree Taylor, and she's got it. Taylor cashes in, and Sydney retakes the lead, 25-24.
Oh, here we go, a little full court press, and here comes Knapp down the court.
Knapp, Speedy Gonzalez down the left side of the court, finds Josie Dutcher in and out on the three. Rebound is going to stay with the Trojans. That thing was halfway down and then popped out.
But that's exactly what Sydney wanted Green to do, take a really rushed, quick kind of not the shot they were looking for. I don't want to call it a bad shot, but it was just not the shot that Sidney wanted to take, but Green wanted them to take.
Great inbounds play here. They go to Callie Knapp, who was wide open underneath the hoop, but it bounced off her hands and out of bounds. Is going back to the Sabres, as I think they're calling that a jump ball.
That means they don't know who it went off of, and we don't have the luxury of instant replay here, so they're going to just call it the jump here.
And so Sidney will walk it down the floor with Chloe Vandersamen. Sidney 25, Green 24. 2:10 to go in the third. Left side of the floor here for Sidney. And they will go to Nayla Miley. Miley, a bounce pass to Bree Taylor on the right low block. Bree patrolling the baseline. Finds Chloe Vandersamen, stripped out of bounds, going back to Green. Good defense by the Trojans. Maya Paul to the bench. Lennon Swain back in here for Sidney.
And here comes some full court pressure by Sidney.
Boy, they're looking to trap immediately. Green's got to get situated here to figure it out. Knapp to the left side. We got a foul on Bella Conroy, and that really bails Green out. I don't think they were going to get even close to half court.
They weren't. Knapp kind of just drew the contact. It was actually kind of a smart play by her to draw the contact and kind of get bailed out there.
Maya Leggett Carlin has to go to the bench. She's got a cut on her hand. And so Green's going to take a timeout here. With a minute 50 to go in the third, it's Sidney girls leading Green 25-24 on the road. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sidney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sidney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, a minute 50 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sidney at the WCDO studios. Full court pressure coming from the Sabres. And Trojans got it in the backcourt. They go to Callie Knapp. They got to break this pressure. And Callie just gets across half court in time. Knapp is fouled as she tries to go to the rim. No, they're going to call that on Callie Knapp. Unbelievable there is the right low baseline. They're saying she pushed off, and Coach Gorton is hot again.
I don't know what to call that one. That was a great move by Knapp. Kind of changed her dribble. She's laughing and smiling. She looks like that's an angry laughing smile. That was a pretty bad call.
Yeah, I don't love that call either. With a minute and a half to go in
the
third.
Did you just say that was a bad call, Nate? I don't know if I've ever heard. That's usually me.
Left side here for Vandersamen. Finds a great backdoor cut by Miley. She missed, but Lennon Swain is right there.
Wow, that was such a great move by Miley and a great look by Vandersamen. This game is getting good, Nate.
Sidney 27, Green 24.
We're getting some energy in the gym. It's only a 27-24 game, and this kind of feels like it's an 80-point game.
Bella Conroy just picked up her third. She's a key piece of this pressure, so now Bella West will have to come back in. Sidney has the luxury of a deep bench, but Conroy going to the bench right now for protection for the Sabres. That's a tough one. Here's Callie Knapp to the left side. Callie gets it across midcourt. They find Abby Yonner to Claire Flanagan right side. Green going left to right. In a three-point ball game, a minute to go in the third. Knapp, left side, to Josie Dutcher. Pump fake, steps back, a three for Josie. It's like she was indecisive, and it was way short. Missed the shot, but Claire Flanagan is there, and Green's got a rebound, but it didn't hit the rim. Knapp's going to have to settle. Gets it into the corner for Flanagan. No, the shot was just a little too strong. Had to fire it with the shot clock winding down. Yonner with a rebound. Abby's shot also won't go. And finally, Sidney's got a rebound. 30 seconds left in the third. Sidney up by three, 27-24. Vandersamen feeds it down low for Bree Taylor. To the left side for Lennon Swain. Back up top for Vandersamen. Little jab step. Tries to go to the left side. It's intercepted by Green with 20 seconds left in the third. Here's Claire Flanagan. We got a charge. Vandersamen takes the charge on Claire Flanagan at the right low block.
Boy, Nate, I don't even know what to say about this last minute of the game. It's gotten really good. A lot of energy in the gym. Coaches yelling at each other. Referees making bad calls. Feels like high school basketball on a Friday night.
15 seconds to go in the third, and Sidney leads by three, 27-24. Sydney can play for the last shot of the third quarter here. And here is Vandersamen feeding one. Nayla Miley with five left. And she's fouled on the far side. Frustration now for Green. Green just looks puzzled at the moment.
I love it. You got fans yelling at referees. You got players making good plays. You got coaches screaming at each other. It's just a great atmosphere right now. And here's Miley on the line.
So Miley will step in at the line here for Sydney. Looking for her first points of the second half. And her foul shot won't go. With 3.6 seconds left in the third. And every point matters right now. Second shot for Nayla. Rattles it in. She's got 10. And can Green get a shot off here to end the third? Ahead for Maya Leggett. Carlin at the buzzer. It's a little short. And off the mark. Sydney 28, Green 24. Fourth quarter coming in a great girls game tonight here at GCS. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Going to be a great fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Sydney girls leading 28-24 on the road against Green. Green 5-0 in the league. Sydney 4-1 coming into tonight's game. Trojans have it. Maya Leggett Carlin, a shot from the high post. It won't go. A rebound for Sydney. Ahead for Nayla Miley. A pull-up jumper in transition is good for Nayla. She's got 12.
That was a great outlet pass by West to hit Miley, and Miley just took it the rest of the way. When you have an athletic player like Miley, all you have to do is get it to her in open space, and West does the job there. Great pass by West.
This press continues to bother Green here. That ball just rolled out of bounds on the far side.
And the bigger part about the press is it's just brought a lot of energy to the gym.
Here's Callie Knapp, dribbles through the pressure. This time tries to pass down low for Mia Yonner, who's back in. But it was too far out in front of her. Out of bounds it goes.
You know, if Sydney can stretch this lead out, I mean, Green is not scoring in big chunks tonight. Is 6, 8, 10 points enough to win this game?
Yeah, it feels like a mountain right now. Sydney on top, 30-24. Sabres have it. They go to Nayla Miley. Double teamed. Gets it back to Vandersamen. Now to Miley. Little give and go. Nayla for three. Huge shot on the corner there for Nayla Miley.
That's a shot we might remember. We might remember that shot if Sydney wins. That might be a game changer right there, putting it to a 9-point game.
Sydney 33, Green 24. Sydney pulling away here a little bit. We'll see if Green can answer when we come back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Rich, Sydney, the momentum right now, 33-24 on top of Green on the road.
When you wake up in the morning and you watch the Sports Center highlights, they always have that one key shot, that one big shot that really changes the game. If ESPN was here today, that might have been the shot that they're going to show, you know, in the top 10 plays. That shot by Miley was a big one, beautifully looking three, and, you know, is that going to be the difference tonight? A lot of time left, but that could be the difference.
You know, we saw Sydney get up by 10 about midway through the first half. Green immediately cut it right back down to four points to kind of save themselves. Can they do that again here? Still a lot of time left. 7 minutes left, and Sydney leads 33-24. Knapp to the left side of the floor. Picks up her dribble, finds Abby Yonner to Claire Flanagan. They need this three, and it's short. Rebound is scooped up here by Mia Yonner. She gets tied up. We got a jump ball.
The one thing I'd be nervous about Sydney right now is almost looks like they're settling right now. Don't let 9 points be enough. Right? That was a little bit easy for Green. That might have been the easiest time they've had since that one really good possession in that beginning of the second half.
The arrow on the jump ball going back to Sydney.
You know, coaches say keep the gas on, right? Keep the gas pedal going.
Oh, they throw it away, though, as Bella West floats a pass to the far side. It goes up into the stands.
And here comes this press again, right? Are they going to play this press aggressive and make it tough for the Trojans?
They're looking to trap at every chance they can, and Nayla is just kind of chasing that ball back and forth. This time Green's able to beat it. Josie Dutcher, fans wanted to travel. They won't get it. They go to Abby Yonner. A jumper for Abby is good, and she's got 9 points.
That's a big shot by Yonner to cut to stop the momentum of Green, or of Sydney. Apologize.
Sydney, 33. Green, 26. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. And Sydney throws it away again. Taylor was trying to find Miley on a cut on the baseline, and the pass was too tall. Bella Conroy coming back in for Bella West.
If I'm Green here, I'm trying to get the ball down to Yonner, right? One of the honor girls down low, get a good look and easy shot. Maybe a penetration move by Knapp, setting up Yonner, but don't settle for a three. You don't need a three right now.
Green going with a little traditional press break here, and this time Nayla Miley gets whistled for a little body on the trap in the corner.
Now that's three fouls on Miley, you know, but not that big of a deal with only 6 minutes left in the game. But if you pick up one here, it becomes a big deal.
Yeah, we got a bunch of players sitting on three fouls. Green stepped out of bounds. A good trap there by Vandersamen, and Knapp tiptoed along the line and stepped out.
Vandersamen's played some key minutes here for the Sabres tonight. Hit some big shots in the first half and drawn a good play, you know, going up against the senior Knapp.
6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney, 33, Green, 26. Here is Bella Conroy. Finds Vandersamen for three, left side. Cash for Vandersamen.
Wow.
She's got 9 points.
Wow, that's a big shot right there. That puts it to 10.
36-26. Vandersamen, 9 points on three threes, and Green throws it away. The pressure is starting to get to him a little bit.
Sydney almost looks like the seasoned team here. They look a little bit more athletic right now. They're making the big plays. They're hitting the big shots. The young kids, right? Vandersamen with a big shot.
Vandersamen feeds it down low to Bree Taylor, and she scores.
Vandersamen with great penetration. It passes to Taylor. They got all the momentum in the world right now.
And another steal off the press. Bree Taylor, then Miley. She can't get the left-handed layup. Taylor with another rebound, though. Stripped of the basketball, and Green comes away with it. Flanagan down the right side. Flanagan stops, wants a three, pops, it's short. Hits off the side of the rim, and it's going to stay here with the Trojans.
Just what we said in the last possession, you don't need a three, right? You need a good possession. You need a good shot. Sydney with all the momentum, you need to stop the momentum with a good bucket here.
Sydney, 38, Green, 26. Biggest lead of the game for Sydney. Green needs an answer. They go inside for Abby Yonner. Muscles it up and in.
That's really what they needed. They need the Yonners right now to come forward, hit some big shots for them, get them back in this game.
10-point game. Sydney girls leading Green on the road, 38-28. 4:55 to go here, fourth quarter. Excuse me. Bella Conroy to Maya Paul, and she's stripped there by Callie Knapp, and we got a reach-in foul here on Sydney on Maya Paul as she was taken off.
It's one of those frustration fouls, right? Right after you give up the turnover, you kind of go around and you just reach for the ball. It's almost an instinct foul, right? It's one of those things you just do naturally. It's hard to stop yourself.
Trojans look to get it in the backcourt, and they do to Callie Knapp. She gets over top of the press, finds Josie Dutcher to Flanagan in the left corner. To the high post. No, tapped away. An athletic move there by Miley. Knocked it away, and it goes to Bella Conroy. Conroy across midcourt. Stops. Leaves it for Vandersamen. Another three. She's fouled, taking the three. Missed the shot, but she's going to the line with 4.5 to go.
That's why you love Coach Pierce. He's down there. Easy. Easy. Take a good shot. She fires one up and gets fouled, and then he pats her on the back like that. That's all he wanted to plan there. That's not what the shot he wanted, but he was pretty happy with the call.
So Vandersamen's going to step to the line with Sydney leading 38-28. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. And Vandersamen steps in, hits the first. Ice in the veins for the freshman here.
Wow, she looks like a senior right now playing. She is tough right now. She's making all the plays for Sydney.
Second shot coming here for Vandersamen. And that's good. And another one to come.
Nothing but net. Doesn't look like she's nervous at all. Maybe she just needed to shoot on her side of the court at these foul shots.
Another one coming for Vandersamen. She's 2 for 2. Make it 3 for 3. And a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Pierce. Sydney 41, Green 28 with 4.5 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Sydney girls on the road. One of their biggest leads of the night at 41-28. The freshman, Rich, Chloe Vandersamen with 12.
Just intense, right? I watched her the entire, break right there, that timeout. She was just into it, yelling, screaming, just right into the game. You got to love it as a coach. It's all good stuff, right? It's just completely into it, intense, just wants the ball.
So the Sabres leading the Trojans 41-28. Trojans in the backcourt, desperately trying to get back into this game. Flanagan into the right corner. Inside now for Abby Yonner. She's been getting hot here offensively. Misses the shot, though. Rebound. Both teams fighting for it. And it was touched last by Maya Paul, so it'll stay with Green.
It's kind of one of those things where they all kind of fell out of bounds, and Maya Paul was the one that had the ball, so it's out on her.
And now a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Gorton with 4:09 left. Sydney girls 41, Green girls 28. We'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:09 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight, and Sydney having a heck of a fourth quarter. They lead 41-28 over the Green girls here at GCS tonight. Trojans still with 4 minutes left, trying to desperately claw their way back in. A three ball in the corner, hits off the back of the rim for Claire Flanagan, and won't go.
And of course, look who gets the rebound, Vandersamen.
Chloe across midcourt. The young freshman will leave it to her freshman classmate, Bella Conroy, who is fouled as she tries to take it to the rim. So it's a mix of the upperclassmen and the youngsters helping out the Sabres tonight.
It's a real good mix for the Sabres. I've been super impressed with them. Their full court pressure defense has really got them going in this game, and they just took off. Maybe something Coach Pierce is going to think about using more often just to get them going here.
It has really frustrated Green here in the second half with the full court pressure. Vandersamen off the inbounds play finds Bree Taylor, who cashes it in.
That's a great pass by Vandersamen. Everybody thought that she was going to shoot it. She's had the hot hand. She just dumps it down to her teammate. What a play by Vandersamen.
Sydney 43, Green 28. They're pulling away here. Across midcourt, Green with the basketball, left side. Maya Paul with a steal now, and it's all going right here for the Sabres. Vandersamen across midcourt, finds Conroy, pulls it down, and goes to the left side. Vandersamen picks up her dribble, finds Maya Paul. Into the paint, little turnaround shot here from Maya, off the back of the rim, rebound Bree Taylor. No, Mia Yonner got there first. And here come the Trojans with 3 minutes left, trailing 43-28. The undefeated in the league, Green Trojans in trouble here on their home floor. Flanagan, a step back three, it's short, and Vandersamen another rebound.
This is going to end up surprising some teams, I have a feeling. People are going to look at NateLull.com later and see this score. They're going to be like, wow, Sydney is a team we have to worry about.
Yeah, Sydney proving that they're 4-1 in the league, and they're the real deal. As here's Conroy off a screen, missed it, and Yonner gathers it back up. And Green still got some life, but they got to hurry up here with 2:25 to go in the fourth. They go to the right side for Flanagan. Now to Abby Yonner on the corner elbow here, right side. Can't get it to go. Taylor with a rebound. And we got a foul underneath on Yonner. And the foul trouble and the cold shooting has really hurt the Trojans tonight.
And Yonner just fouls out of the game. And that was because Taylor did a really, really good job of getting position, got great rebounding position, and Yonner really had no choice. If she was going to go for that rebound, Taylor had such a good spot that she was going to have to foul him.
2:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 43-28. Things looking good for the Sabres. Trying to hand Green their first league loss of the year and only their second loss overall. Sydney to the far side. A three ball for Nayla Miley. Dies on the front of the rim. And Maya Paul with a rebound, and she's fouled.
Everything going right for the Sabres right now. Coach Pierce is saying, calm, slow down, everybody. Miley shoots it anyway. And, probably not the shot that Coach Pierce wants, but who's there? Paul's there for the rebound, and Green fouls him. Fouls have been really kind of the story of the game for the Trojans today.
Sydney's lone loss in the league comes to Unitigo as Maya gets the first one at the line to go. So, again, this is where the logjam will start to continue, or start to form, I should say, at the top, with all these teams kind of beating up on each other at some point. And so those tiebreakers, when it comes to the top four, is certainly going to be a big deal. Maya Paul missed the second shot. Nayla Miley a rebound. Guess what? She's fouled, and she's headed to the line.
Just, again, the fouls keep on racking up for the Trojans. It's just really been the story of the game for them. And, you're absolutely right. I'm wondering, was that Unitigo-Sydney game early in the year?
It was, yes.
You almost get the feeling that Sydney is just kind of coming together right now. They're kind of figuring out how to play with each other. You know, we watched the Sabres play the last few years. You had Sirigliano last year. Then you had Simmons the year before. Maybe it's just like, we're just figuring out how to play with each other without those 2,000-point scorers.
Yeah, you had to replace some big pieces from the last few years. This seems to have a great team identity this year for Coach Pierce. And they're about to pull off a big one here. They lead 46-28 as Miley goes 2 out of 2 at the line.
They're going to make a statement here. They're going to keep the press on, just to speed up the Trojans here.
Flanagan, a left side three. Green is in full out. We got to shoot the three mode here. A rebound for Paul. And a jump ball will keep it with the Trojans. But time is really getting short here for Green. They trail 46-28.
I love Coach Pierce. He's coaching right to the end. He just tells Miley, you go get every ball. Every ball they shoot, you go get.
Unitigo girls defeating Walton Downsville tonight, 47-19. That score just came in. So Unitigo with a big win tonight, and Sydney about to scoop one up here. As another missed shot from Green, and the rebound to Conroy. Now to Vandersamen, into the corner for Maya Paul. Back across for Nayla Miley. And she's fouled as she takes it to the rim. And this fourth quarter has been all Sydney.
Sydney did a really good job spreading the ball out, and that was a beautiful cross-court pass by Paul over to Miley and just creating space. Miley goes to the basket. They have no choice but foul.
And here's Miley to the line, the student section, letting the Green fans know about it here.
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. It almost feels like it's a Sydney home game right now. The Sydney fans all game have come out, supported the Sabres, and they have been much louder than the Green Trojan fans tonight. It almost feels like they have stolen the home court advantage.
Nayla's first shot, no, just a little short, not enough under it.
Kudos to the fan section, coming out, coming over the hill, going over 205, or not 205, what's that really?
206.
206, and supporting their team tonight in a big night. you got to give them credit. They've been here to support them.
Nayla's second shot is good. She has 18. It's a quiet 18, but she's played very well.
She's played a good. She's done a really good job in the top of the zone defense as well for the Sabres. It really kick-started a lot of the good stuff that happened for them tonight.
Trojans into the corner with Flanagan. Coming up on a minute 10 to go. And here's Callie Knapp, and her shot off the glass is good. Knapp with five. And it's 47-30 with a minute to go, and Sydney can feel it now. This will be a huge road win for them tonight. This game has been close, a four-point game at the half, but a huge fourth quarter blows this thing open here for Sydney. And there's Bella Conroy. Her shot crunches off the front of the rim. Rebound, Nayla Miley puts it up. That's also no good. Maya Paul with a third chance. Paul's got it here and can't get it to go, and a rebound finally for Claire Flanagan. It's going to be too little too late, though, with 38 seconds left. You know, these are the type of regular season games that maybe a potential MAC championship preview. Boy, it's going to be a real war down the stretch for the MAC girls.
I mean, this is a statement game for the Sabres. They've really just put their stamp on this game, and they're still making plays happen. They're not even bringing it out. They're going to get a steal and a bucket here. Nope, they didn't.
Conroy misses the bucket, and then she gets a foul on the rebound. But that's okay. It took some time off the clock if you're a Sydney fan, and you're still up by 17.
You know, it has a good feel for the Sabres. This is a big win for them tonight, Nate.
20 seconds left. Huge win tonight for the Sabres. Flanagan, a right side three, is in and out for Claire. Rebound Lennon Swain to Nayla Miley. Down to 10 seconds left. Nayla's just going to hold on to it. Coach Pierce saying to pass it around. And Sydney is going to win 47-30 and give Green their first league loss of the season. What a win on the road, and Sydney is pumped up as they go back to the bench.
And they know it. They know it's a big win. You know, you talked about it earlier. They talked about it all week long. They prepared for this game. Lots of smiles. Good job by Coach Pierce and the Sabres. They are excited.
Rich and I will be back with our post-game show. We'll wrap things up and give out our three awards when we return. Sydney girls take down Green 47-30. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
So, Sage, where's the best place for hardware, plumbing, and electrical supplies?
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in downtown Bainbridge, my dad's store.
What about snow shovels, ice melt, and snow brushes?
Glad you asked. Barnard's Hometown Hardware in downtown Bainbridge. Don't forget stovepipes, heat tape, window plastic, and weather stripping. Barnard's also makes keys, sells nails, and screws by the pound. And now my dad cuts glass and plexiglass to size.
Sounds like your dad has filled the store with literally anything you could possibly need.
One-stop shopping. In fact, he just added well pumps and pressure tanks too, whatever they are. And we're literally right down the road, 5.8 miles from Afton and 5.5 miles from Sydney. I measured it myself.
So the next time someone asks, hey, do you know where I can get...
Tell them to stop by Barnard's Hometown Hardware, Main Street, in downtown Bainbridge. My dad probably has it.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back one last time to Green High School, where the Sydney girls hand the Green Trojans their first loss in the league of the season. So now when I look at it, Rich, here we go. We got Green at 5-1. We know Unitego won tonight. They're 5-1. They have the tiebreaker over Sydney, who is now 5-1. So those top three kind of all have tiebreakers in one way, shape, or form against each other. They're all 5-1. Here we go.
I have to ask the question, and I don't know if you have it there. How many games are left?
I don't know. I don't have that here. Off the top of my head, I would say each team probably has about 3 to 4 league games left.
That is a horrible job by me asking a question I knew you didn't have the answer to. I apologize to all the Nate Lowell fans out there. I put him in an impossible position there. I shouldn't have done that to
you. That's okay. No, it's I look at the schedule every day, and that's the one thing I don't usually write down. I kind of just take it week by week.
How many teams are in it? I'm guessing they play each other twice. That might be able to tell us, right? I'm sorry.
No, you play everybody once in the because they're just doing the one division.
So what do we got in the league? How many teams?
So let's see: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So they probably play 10, and then they probably play everybody 10. So they have 15 league games.
Yeah.
Right, 15, is that, am I saying that right? 15 league games?
I don't know. We're waving to people.
Yeah,
and now
people.
Yeah.
You know, people are waving to us, and we're trying to do math in our head, and I'm a history major. So.
I got to send a quick text here because the Sydney scorekeeper just sent me their book. I'll say, I'm upstairs.
Up here.
One of the great
spots, in, you know, to call a game here in Green. And, you know, a lot of people are milling around, and the Sydney side, the Green side's kind of getting out of here quick, Nate. But, you know, a lot of the people want to congratulate the Sydney girls. You see a lot of the, you know, the city varsity boys basketball team out here. We were kind of joking. Connor Vandersalman comes out, shoots one shot, he makes it. And who's there to rebound for him? Newell.
Yeah, they were great tonight in the student section. So.
Yes.
All right, let's run through our scoring summary here. 18 for Nayla Miley for Sydney. Chloe Vandersalman with 12, Bree Taylor with 7, Lennon Swain with 5, Bella Conroy with 3, Maya Paul with 2. On the other side for Green, they struggled shooting the ball tonight. 11 for Abby Yonner, 10 for Josie Dutcher, 5 for Callie Knapp, 2 for Claire Flanagan, 1 apiece for Mia Yonner and Maya Leggett Carlin. All right, let's get into our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We're going to go with Nayla Miley here, 18 for her tonight. She scored in bunches, and she was a big piece of getting this done here tonight.
Yesterday when you called me, you said, hey, you got to come down here and watch this Miley girl play. She's the real deal, Rich. And you know what? She is, Nate. She's a good player. She's only a junior. You know, people are going to start paying attention to her. I don't know what she does the AAU circuit, but she can play defense. She's super athletic. She's got a sweet-looking shot. I enjoyed watching her play tonight. Well-deserved, and I'm looking forward to the end of the year for this year and watching her next year. She's a fun, fun player. And you know, we talk about premier players. Certainly one of the premier players of the MAC. I mean, there's a lot of good girls basketball players in the MAC, and she's one of them. She's in the conversation.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We are going to go with Callie Knapp here. You said it, the Energizer Bunny. I thought she was tremendous again tonight for Green.
Knapp, you know, Green goes with Knapp, and, you know, they're going to go as far as she can take them. She's the catalyst. She's the Energizer Bunny. She plays with a lot of energy. Just, you know, had to get a little bit more of a supporting cast with her tonight. She's a tough player. She plays really, really well. And, you know, she plays with a lot of joy, too. She seems very happy out there. And, you know, she'll bounce back. It'll be a good run here for the senior for Green.
I'm shocked by this score that just came in, Rich.
I love it when you tell me that.
Oneonta boys lose to Forks by 6. 46-40. Is that? I mean, we saw Forks earlier this week.
I'm
a little surprised.
I'm everybody knows me out there. I'm usually not lost for words. How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. I'm double-checking to make sure the score is correct.
Yeah. Someone's messing with you.
No,
right?
It's from their scorekeeper.
What was the score?
46-40. She said, yeah, we had a tough night. We were flat. So, wow.
46? Wow.
I know. I'm surprised is all. I had to put
that
one out there.
Was that in Oneonta?
It was at Forks.
But, okay. I mean, it's... I one of my mentors when I was a young teacher, you know, is a Section 4 Hall of Famer, John Pluta.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, sometimes when you rely on kids, you get a little disappointed, right? Sometimes, you know, some stuff happens, you don't know what's happening, but when you rely on kids in this business, strange things, he used to say, not you'll be disappointed, he said, strange things will happen. That's strange to me.
Very strange.
That's strange, because... Forks is Forks and Oneonta is Oneonta.
Yeah.
We're not talking football here.
All right, lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of youth in our Tri-County area. ACCO wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We're going to go with Chloe Vandersamen off the bench tonight, finishes with 12, three threes, and then was fouled on her fourth three attempt and hit three free throws. She was just tremendous and made some big shots.
I can't say enough about her. She played with absolute poise. She made big shots. She had those big three foul shots. You know what? She didn't look like a freshman. She looked like a senior. And she might be the Vandersamen we talk about a little bit more over the years, because she played a heck of a game and her team really was fueled by her energy.
Yeah, she was tremendous off the bench. A huge game for her tonight. So, Rich, Sydney wins 47-30. Glad we picked this one here tonight, and we got our usual annual log jam at the top of the Mac Girl standings.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love basketball this time of year. I love the NBA. I love college basketball, but I love Section 4 hoops this time of year. It doesn't get any better than this.
All right, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney. Also to Craig Stevens for helping us out. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lall, 47-30. Sydney girls pull off a huge road win tonight at Green. Make sure to check out natelaw.com for next week's schedule. Some big milestones on the horizon, and it looks like we might be doing some games Monday, Tuesday, and then later in the week as well. So we'll check out all that, and we'll have it for you on natelaw.com. Again, Sydney girls 47, Green 30, and we'll sign off here from GCS tonight. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.